So far, Florida has yet to be affected by the Ebola threat that recently made its way onto U.S. shores. However, to preemptively stop the spread of misinformation, the University of South Florida hosted a Fact, Fiction, and Fear talk today. WUSF's Megan Milanese reports on the efforts of public health officials to prevent this slight outbreak from becoming a crisis.
Concerns about Ebola continue to grow after two healthcare workers in Texas tested positive for the virus after treating a patient with the disease who eventually died. Douglas Holt is the director of the Hillsborough County Health Department. He says that Ebola can only be spread through contact with bodily fluids of an infected person, not through the air. And he got pretty explicit about that.
So, advice, avoid the spray, live another day. Only touched by air, no need to care. Where it splatters, that's where it matters. And the one that I love is, if it's wet and not yours, don't touch it.
Holt says the real threats to U.S. safety in regard to Ebola are fear and panic. He says the key to controlling the outbreak is early identification, isolation, and investigation. Megan Milanese, WUSF 89.7 News.